Lucina, Lamidae, thou art my helper and no other. Pity the state of a teeming maid that ne'er was wife yet must be a mother. By my presage it should be a boy that thus lies tumbling in my belly. Yield me some ease to cure my annoy and list to the grief I now shall tell ye. I was beloved everywhere and much admired for my beauty. Young men thought they happy were who best to me could show their duty. But now a lack pained in my back and cruel gripings in my belly do force me to cry, oh, sick am I fear I shall die, alack and welly. Instead of mirth, now may I weep, and sadly for to sit lamenting, since he I loved no faith doth keep, nor seeks no means for my contenting. But all regardless of my moan, or that lies tumbling in my belly, he into sweet land now is gone and left me to cry, alack and welly. It doth the proverb verify, folly it were to complain me. Those that desired my company, scornfully they now they disdain me. Wanting his sight was my delight, and cruel gripings in my belly do force me to cry, oh, sick am I fear I shall die, alack and welly. Thus am I to the world a scorn, my dearest friends will not come nigh me. Shall I then for his absence mourn, that for his dearest doth deny me? No, 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 I will not do so. With patience I my grief will smother, and as he hath cozened me, so will I by cunning gall another. Incontinent it try no vent, for my content I'll thither hie me, where privately from company obscurely I'll lie, where none shall descry me. And when I am eased of my pain and cruel gripings in my belly, I for a maid will pass again and need not to cry, alack and welly. Some tradesmen there I will deceive by my modesty and carriage, and I will so myself behave as by some trick to get a marriage. And when I'm married, I will so carry it as none shall know it by my belly, that I will have formerly had cause to cry, alack and welly. And if he be a husband kind, I'll true and constant be unto him. Obedient still he shall me find, with good respect I'll duly owe him. But if he crabbed be and crass, and basely beat me back and belly, as Vulcan's knight I'll fit him right, and scorn to cry, alack and welly. A secret friend I'll keep in store for my content and delectation. And now and then in the tavern rose with jovial gallants, men of fashion, sack or claret I will call for it. I'll scorn to want or pinch my belly, but merry will be in company. No more I will cry, alack and welly. And if I cannot to my mind a husband get that will maintain me, I'll show myself to each mankind in hope that it some love will gain me. But yet so wary I will be. I'll shun from what may wrong my belly, through misery to cause my cry as formerly, alack and welly. Had he I loved but constant proved, and not have been to me deceitful, no subtle scene, none shall have moved me to these odious courses hateful. But since that he proves false to me, not pitying that is in my belly, no more I will grieve, but merry will be, and cry no more, alack and welly. With resolution firmly bent, I'll cast off care and melancholy, sorrow and grief and discontent. To fret and vex it is but a folly, or seek by woe to overthrow, or wrong the first fruits of my belly. No, 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 I'll not do so, no more will I cry, alack and welly.